SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Suspect has barricaded himself in a home in New Jersey and was holding hostages after shooting three people to death in suburban Philadelphia. Police say the suspect knew the shooting victims. Police, meanwhile, have been trying to get the hostages out of that house. A new sea route for aid delivery to Gaza.
A ship delivering 2,000 tons of food and water and humanitarian supplies has arrived in Gaza. It's the first shipment of desperately needed aid to the besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a new sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the worsening humanitarian crisis in the enclave. The food on the ship was sent by Charity World Central Kitchen and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. Israel's military confirmed the delivery. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, a prosecutor is out in Donald Trump's Georgia criminal case.
Judge Scott McAfee ruled District Attorney Fonnie Willis can step aside or Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade must be removed. Willis and Wade had a romantic relationship. Wade later offered his resignation, saying he was doing so in the interest of democracy and to quickly move the case forward. McAfee did not find the relationship was a conflict of interest, but said the allegations created an appearance of impropriety that infected the prosecution team. Donald Trump's team wanted Fonnie Willis and her team kicked off the case. I'm Ed Donahue.
Rural hospitals in America are starting to gain a new small foothold, providing emergency care and receiving several million in federal money each year. But the catch is there are zero inpatient beds at those facilities. Nearly 20 hospitals converted to the new federal designation last year. This is SRN News. A campus ministry kicking off a two-month evangelism campaign at nine influential universities.
The eight-week CU Rise campaign plans to disrupt the spiritual climate at all eight Ivy League universities plus Stanford. The founder of the Christian Union Ministry says large numbers of students attending the nation's most rigorous schools are ignorant about Christianity. Organizers say the goal is to introduce students how radical and different Jesus is and how he gives them purpose and hope. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Food for the poor, says the state of emergency in Haiti, has made getting food and water extremely difficult. Christian ministry preparing thousands of meals, hygiene kits, and other supplies. But they've closed their offices and distribution center in Haiti because of the extreme violence on the streets and will not reopen until the situation improves. This is SRN News. Nissan and Honda teaming up to develop electric vehicles.
Nissan says speed is essential in developing technological solutions and that Nissan and Honda face common challenges. The world's automakers are quickly shifting toward electric vehicles, focusing on batteries and motors instead of gas engines. But Japanese automakers have fallen behind rivals such as Tesla in the U.S. and BYD of China in developing EVs, partially because Japanese automakers have historically been so successful with combustion engine vehicles. I'm Donna Warder.
TikTok creators expressing frustration over a bill passed by the House of Representatives that would lead to a nationwide ban of the app if its China-based owner does not sell its stake. That proposal right now goes to the Senate for a vote sometime next week. More details at SRNnews.com.